And so we bring you back to Jimmy Allen and his air adventures. Speed Robertson, greatly incensed at Mason and suspicious of his motive, has seen to it that he himself will sit as Jimmy's flying teacher from now on. Mr. Russell of the FBI has asked Jimmy some rather significant questions about Speed Robertson and his connections with the Army Experimental Factory. Jimmy is puzzled and not a little worried. At the moment, however, nothing matters but his flying. He and Speed have just taken off, and Jimmy is getting his first lesson in flying from his new instructor. So let's listen to what Speed has to say.
That last turn you made was better, Jimmy. Much better.
Thanks, Speed. My flying seems to be easier for me with you in the ship.
Now remember this. Always handle the controls smoothly and gently. Never jerk or be rough on a stick.
I try not to, Speed.
The best pilots are always the smooth ones, Jimmy. Good flying, well, maybe I should say good air technique, is a succession of easy, graceful curves. Do you know what I mean by air technique, kid?
Well, that's a four-bit word, Speed, but, well, I think I know what you mean. You mean the general handling of the controls and maneuvering of the plane.
Sure. And constant practice will smooth out your air work. Now, here's another point. There are two kinds of pilots.
You mean good pilots and bad pilots?
No, that isn't the answer. I mean this, Jimmy. There are natural pilots and there are mechanical pilots. The natural pilot flies by instinct. He has a natural feeling of the plane. The mechanical pilot, well, he has to think before he does any particular maneuver. Both types are good, safe flyers, but the natural pilot is smoother on the controls.
Well, that's interesting, Speed. I never realized you could fly by instinct, but I suppose you can.
Sure. Well, now let's see if you can fly a straight course and keep this ship level. Take the controls.
Okay, Speed, I have them.
All right, go ahead.
How was that?
Okay, my boy. Now I want you to try a 45-degree bank. Try a turn to the right and come out in the opposite direction.
All right. Watch this one.
That's right. Keep your nose on the horizon. Uh-oh, watch it. You have a little too much rudder on, son. We're skidding. There, that's better. All right, roll her out now.
How was it, Speed?
You skidded some on that turn. You used a little too much rudder. Now make a turn to the left.
Well, I'll try to do a lot better on this one.
Careful now. Hey, this is about a 60-degree bank. You gave her a little too much aileron, but that's all right. Hold it now. Wait a minute. Easy now, boy. Your nose is getting below the horizon. To bring your nose up.
Like that, you mean, Speed?
Yeah, that's better. Not too much now. There you are. Hold it in. There, that's swell. All right, roll it out.
Gee, I can see you have to move all three controls together, Speed. Or your turn won't be right at all.
That's it, exactly. If you don't coordinate the controls, you're skidding and slipping all over the sky. Now, Jimmy, we're going to try some stalls.
Oh, gee, Speed, that's great. I've been reading about stalls in my ground school course.
Yeah? Well, this isn't the kind of stall when you want the other guy to pay the dinner check. That's another department.
I got you, Speed. All right, I'm all set.
Now, Jimmy, an airplane will fly only so long as it maintains flying speed. The flying speed of planes will vary with a particular type, but every ship has what is known as a stalling speed. When you get below that, we say the ship is stalled, and it's very important that every pilot know the stalling point of his airplane. That is, the speed at which the plane ceases to fly.
I can see that all right.
Now watch this. We'll climb the ship until it reaches the stalling point. Go ahead.
I'm pulling back on the stick speed.
Climbing her now. There. We're almost at the stalling point.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Speed, the controls are awfully sloppy.
Sure. At the stalling point, the controls don't help you much. And in a complete stall, they're of no use at all. All right. right. Open up the engine and level off the ship. Well, Jim, our time's up and we're just about over the field. Throttle back your engine, begin your final approach, and then I'll land it.
Shall I make the turn, too?
Yeah, let's see you make a turn and a glide.
Okay. Well, let's see. The wind's from the west. That means I'll have to bring her in from the east.
That's right.
Watch me now and see if my turn is okay.
There, that's the proper angle for a straight glide.
Now I'll start my turn.
Go ahead. Remember this. In turning in a glide, you need more speed. You don't have your engine to help you, so your glide has to become steeper. Now try it.
You see if this is about right.
That's not so bad. Hold her in a turn, though.
But gee, the controls don't work so well with the engine off.
Of course they don't. We're not going through the air so fast.
Was that turn all right, Speed?
Well, it was fairly good, kid. Okay, I'll take the ship and land it.
Oh, gosh, Pete. When do I learn to make landings like that?
Pretty soon. Now, taxi, you're up to the line.
What do you think of my air work, Speed?
Well, it's not so bad. In fact, it's pretty good. Well, here we are. Cut the switches, Jim.
Oh, gee, I sure learned a lot today. And the ship seemed a lot easier to fly.
You're doing fine, kid. Say, Jimmy, isn't this our friend Russell, the FBI agent, coming up here?
Oh, sure it is. Hello, Mr. Russell.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. Looks like you've been doing a little flying.
Good morning, Russell. Yes, Jimmy's just had me up from a daily dozen.
That's fine. How do you like your new instructor, Jimmy?
He's the best in the country, Mr. Russell.
Well, come on, Jimmy. Let's get out of this ship.
Okay. But, boy, I could sit in this cockpit all day long.
Well, Robertson, have you done any testing on the new Army ship yet?
No, not yet. In fact, I don't believe the ship is ready for testing.
Do you spend much time down at the plant, Robertson?
Do I spend much time down there? I don't spend any time there. Between my job at Grand National Airways and instructing Jimmy, I have a fairly full day.
I thought maybe as long as you're interested in the new Army job, you'd get down there once in a while. Possibly do some work down there in the evenings, you know.
Well, I have no occasion to go down there at all, Russell. That is, until the ship is ready for testing.
I see. Well, I didn't know. I just happened to be talking to the fellow in charge of the night guards down at the plant, and he, well, just happened to mention you were down there last evening.
Why, yes. Yes, I did go down there last night. I wanted to see Captain Sweeney about a personal matter.
You did go down there last night, Speed?
Yeah, I dropped down to see Captain Sweeney.
Did you find Sweeney?
No, he wasn't there. Well, I'll be running along. I'm due back at my office. See you later, Russell. And Jimmy, I'll see you tomorrow morning at the same time.
Okay, Speed, so long. And I sure like that ride today.
Goodbye, Robertson.
Okay, be seeing you.
Jimmy, let's you and I take a walk down to Captain Sweeney's office.
Why, certainly, Mr. Russell. I'll be glad to.
Hello, Jimmy. Glad you dropped down. Shut the door and make yourself comfortable here. Here, take this chair. Have a cigarette, Russell?
No, thanks. I'll smoke my own brand.
Jimmy, have a cigarette?
No, thanks. I don't smoke.
Jimmy, Mr. Russell and myself had a talk with you the other day regarding Speed Robertson.
Yes, Captain, I remember it.
We asked you to say nothing to Robertson about our conversation.
Yes, sir, I know you did.
Jimmy, are you sure you kept your word? Are you sure you didn't, casually mention bits of our conversation to Speed?
Captain Sweeney, I haven't mentioned a word of that conversation to Speed Robertson or anyone else. I did ask Speed a few technical questions about this new jet-propelled Army pursuit ship, but that was all. And that was just out of curiosity, too. You know, after all, I am very much interested in airplanes.
Yes, Jimmy, we understand that, but...
Look, you put me on my honor, and that stands pat. But has anything happened about Speed, I mean? He just told me that he came down here last night to see you.
Oh, he came down to see me, did he?
Yes, Captain, I just learned that from Robertson himself.
Well, that's all, Jimmy, but remember, not a word of this to anyone.
Look, Captain Sweeney,
I don't understand all this. I don't know what you're driving at, but I do know this. Speed Robertson is as fine and loyal a man as there is in this whole country. Why, he had a perfect combat record in both wars. And let me tell you...
Certainly, Jimmy, certainly. But don't worry about that. And remember, keep as mum as a clam about this whole matter.
Very well, Captain, and goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Russell.
Goodbye, Jimmy.
What did you find out on Robertson, Russell?
He tells me he came down here last night to see you.
Well, I wasn't here last night. I'm never here evenings.
Ah, have there been some new developments, Sweeney?
Mr. Russell, a very grave situation is developing. In fact, it's of such tremendous importance that the Chief of the Army Air Corps has gone to the Secretary of War about the matter.
What? Is it that bad?
Russell, last evening, the key drawings of the wing constructions of this new jet plane were stolen from this factory.
Who was it, we wonder, who last evening slipped into the factory of the Army Experimental Aircraft Plant and stole these vital wing drawings? Has Speed Robertson turned traitor to his country and his army? We can't believe it, but... Well, let's see what happens in the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.